Monday. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Thanks for joining the Wintrust Business Lunch with me, Jisoo Yi. We just heard from the Big O. The Dow climbs as it looks to snap a 7-day losing streak. We'll be checking in with him throughout the show, along with Steve Bertrand, who have a check in on the markets. But let's get started. In the studio right now is Jim Dahlke and Catherine Davis. They are both with Chicago Inno, and you guys report all the fantastic news that's happening with innovation and tech and startups in the city and surrounding area. I wanted to ask you, have you heard anything from VCs or investors about maybe holding back on investments because of everything happening in the markets?
Well, in terms of investments itself, I haven't heard that specifically, but it's certainly a major topic of conversation across the tech industry, as it is in really every industry. I mean, one thing that we're seeing, you know, a lot of tech companies are cutting non-essential travel. So we're seeing that at Twitter, for example. Jack Dorsey just canceled his South by Southwest conference, where he was set to be kind of a headline keynote speaker there. So he is no longer doing that. Amazon, another one of those companies that's kind of cutting non-essential travel. Facebook actually canceled its F8 developers conference. So definitely this is top of mind for a lot of tech companies across the country. And certainly they're kind of making arrangements right now to sort of make sure their employees are safe and healthy.
Of course, this is super important because these companies, although we have Google here in Chicago, but they're global and they have outlets all around the world.
Absolutely. I mean, Chicago has been, you know, a big city for growth for a lot of these companies. And certainly, you know, their top executives are coming into town every now and then. And you know, Catherine, I think you've seen some local ramifications too from companies who have kind of had coronavirus on the radar.
Yeah, you know, I know of at least one company that says that once there are 20 confirmed cases in Chicago, they're actually going to shut down their offices. So kind of asking all their employees to work from home until the disease has been contained in a way that, you know, they feel safe having their employees commuting to work again. And from what I understand, that is kind of a stance and approach that many local tech companies are also taking.
That's super smart to go ahead and be thinking about what the protocol is. Of course, we're far away from that. You said 20. I think just recently, the third person to test positive for the coronavirus. Oh, was there a fourth person? Okay. In Illinois, is being the third person I know is being treated at Arlington Heights. I don't know about the fourth person. Steve, do you know about the fourth person?
Yeah, the fourth is the wife of the third.
Oh,
so just
gotcha.
Like the first two, they were married and in close contact. And okay. She's not even hospitalized. She's being cared for at her home.
Okay, thanks, Steve Bertrand. Okay, so we're far away from 20, so I think right now we're doing okay.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed. But it's great that all these companies, of course, are thinking about protocol and what the what they're going to do in case. So that's fantastic. So we're going to be talking about the Chicago Bulls coming up, their first ever startup competition.
That's right.
Who knew that they were in the startup game? It's like a little bit of Shark Tank, but with the Chicago Bulls. So that's coming up. G here with the Wintrust Business Lunch. And here for you in the studio is Jim Dahlke, senior editor, and Catherine Davis. She's the associate editor at Chicago Inno. Okay, the Chicago Bulls, they have their first ever startup competition. What inspired them to do this?
Yeah, you know, you don't really think about the Bulls and tech startups. Those two things don't typically
No.
go hand in hand, but the Bulls are really kind of making a concerted effort to get to know the startup community and kind of think about them as, you know, the next big businesses of tomorrow, right? So these are going to be companies that someday, you know, bring their clients to the Bulls, buy a box suite, advertise with the Bulls.
Smart.
Get in touch with these companies early on. So the Chicago Bulls at the end of last year worked with a venture capital firm called Loud Capital to kind of create this competition. So had a big applicant pool of companies, whittled those down to 20, and just last week, they were whittled down to five finalists. So five startups will pitch at the United Center later this month, and then one company will be named the winner of the competition at a game on March 10th.
So what are the five semifinalists right now?
So the first one's called Gather Voices. Basically what they do, they make a video production software that automates the creation, management, and publishing of digital videos. You can see that coming in handy in the sports arena, of course. Honest Game is another interesting one. They say that they help high school athletes navigate the college eligibility process. So, you know, of course, when you're a high school athlete and you are looking for that college career, sometimes you have a lot of options, and picking the best school can get confusing and complicated. So that's what Honest Game aims to help with. Another cool one that we actually wrote about maybe about a year ago is called Spotivity, and they focus on connecting teenagers with after-school activities. So, you know, there are some other like programs like this, but I think Spotivity's edge is that it's really a full marketplace to find all of these programs in one
place.
Love
that. You know, because 13 to 17 year olds, they always need activities, and sure, the cooler the better related to sports. That's awesome. So how much money are we talking about, Jim?
So this will be, the winner will get a $50,000 equity investment from Loud Capital. So this is a Columbus-based firm, has a Chicago presence. Really,
$50,000 enough? Is that a good starting point?
So it's certainly helpful for any growing startup, but more than anything, I think it's too just about general exposure, and then there's some other services they're offering kind of as well, just to kind of help a young business get off the ground.
Well, very cool of the Chicago Bulls to get involved. I know they do so much with the community and giving back, but this is another really cool way. Okay, tell me about M1 Finance. I just know that I saw in the title there, it says M1 Finance, $1 billion in assets.
Totally.
That's a lot of money.
So, you know, M1 Finance, Chicago-based investing app. So what they do is allow you to invest in stocks, ETFs, kind of right from your phone, right on the M1 app. They have kind of jumped on a trend where they've dropped their fees for investing, so you can invest for free, no additional fees within the app. And, you know, just last week, they hit $1 billion in assets under management. So a pretty big milestone for this company. You know, what they said was that actually they were able to do it faster and with less venture capital raise than a lot of their peers. So the founder was telling me that it's kind of quote unquote the Chicago way, right? So, or the Chicago style, where, you know, like many Chicago companies, they focus not on spending tons and tons of money on marketing, raising tons and tons of VC. They've really just built a really solid core product, and they've put their head down and really grown the company in a really interesting organic way.
So Jim, is M1 more about budgeting or is it more about investing?
So actually they do have a digital checking as well. So you can get your checks deposited right there. So they do kind of have that digital banking element as well, but really kind of the key of what they're doing is allowing you to invest in the stock market kind of right from their app.
Of course, we've seen so much growth in fintech as well. And they say 2020 is going to be even better.
The fintech industry seems to be just absolutely exploding right now. Within the last several months, we've seen multiple billion-dollar acquisitions.
Can you just explain what fintech is?
Totally. So we're seeing a lot of companies kind of operating in this financial technology space. And right now we're seeing a lot of the legacy financial tech companies kind of warm up to these businesses and want to spend huge figure numbers on acquiring some of these businesses. Visa bought Plaid for $5 billion. PayPal bought Honey for $4 billion. Honey is that kind of browser extension that helps you find deals across the internet. And then Intuit just the other week bought Credit Karma for $7 billion. So the legacy financial players are seeing a lot of value in some of these newer tech startups, and definitely speaks well for what's going on with M1.
Well, that sounds really good. Congratulations to M1, $1 billion in assets. Catherine, what is going on with Grubhub? We've been worried about them. So they're launching a new membership program?
That's right. It's called Grubhub Plus. Costs about $10 a month. And the idea is that it's a loyalty reward program that will give you unlimited free delivery, 10% cash back on all your orders, and even donation matching to charities of your choice. You know, so as Grubhub kind of struggles to stay competitive with other food delivery apps like DoorDash and Uber Eats, I think this is kind of their way on saying, hey, stick with Grubhub, order from here, because like these are the benefits you get as being a member.
Why is Grubhub struggling? I feel as though they're kind of my go-to choice when I'm ordering food because the delivery fees seem the lowest. But is that part of the problem? They're not charging enough?
I think that they've seen a little bit of a hit to their stock price because of the competitive landscape. So you're seeing companies like DoorDash, like Postmates get tons and tons of VC. These are companies who are not is worried about the bottom line necessarily. They're worried about growth, right? So they're a company like DoorDash can take on a bunch of VC funding to grow market share as fast as it can. And it will sort of worry about the bottom line later. And that takes a hit in a company like Grubhub, which is publicly traded, which is you know, held accountable to its shareholders. And so, you know, what Grubhub is finding is that this is still a very, very big industry. There's still a long ways to go, but it has some very, very aggressive competitors nipping at its heels.
And Catherine, we can try it out for a limited time before we commit fully.
That's right. So the company is running some 14-day and even 30-day trials, kind of depending on how often you use a service already.
Okay, Grubhub Plus, and how much is it again?
$10 a month.
$10 and unlimited delivery fees.
Yes, no delivery fees. Oh. Unlimited free delivery.
Yes, that's what I meant. I'm glad you clarified. Oh, that's going to work out really good for me. I order from them a lot. Okay, let's talk about Vouch, which is an insurance startup for startups. So is this a way for startups to insure their startup?
Exactly. So I think, you know, at a macro level, it's an interesting story about just how great it is to be in the startup world right now, because there is a startup that's just specifically servicing other startups. So it definitely shows you how many just startups there are out in the world. So Vouch is a San Francisco-based company, and they are growing their Chicago presence. So they are planning to triple their workforce here in the city. Recently, they're going to be moving into a new 6,000 square foot space on North LaSalle, and they have about 35 people across both of their offices currently. So they definitely kind of see Chicago as a bit of a dual headquarters to what they're doing in San Francisco. And you know, they kind of target startups specifically offering things like general liability, business property, cyber insurance. That's a big one, right? If you're a company that gets hacked. So they kind of offer that insurance coverage as well.
Okay, so they're going to be hiring here. Do you know what kind of people they're going to be looking for?
So it kind of runs the board, but I mean, their insurance teams is going to be a big one. Their engineering team is going to be a big one. I mean, what Vouch, you know, what their CEO told me was that, you know, Chicago has a very rich talent pool for the insurance industry. And it's actually something that we've seen kind of across the board. The insurance tech space is really kind of blowing up in Chicago. Businesses like ClearCover, Kin Insurance, these are heavily VC-backed companies. So Vouch is seeing an opportunity to kind of come into a city where there is a lot of insurance activity.
So if you've got experience in insurance or sales or finance or some engineering roles, look up Vouch. They're going to be hiring. So it sounds like a good place to look if you're looking to for some job growth.
That's right.
Okay. And finally, a startup, Health Joy. That's the name of it.
Yep.
It raises $30 million. And they're going to be hiring people too, Catherine.
That's right. Yeah. Last week, HealthJoy raised $30 million. And they said that most of that money is going to be used to hire more than 200 people through the end of 2021. So kind of a, you know, big story here coming out of a local startup. And, you know, basically what they do is they simplify how employees find and use healthcare benefits.
I think you've talked about this before in one of your past reports.
Yeah. You know, there's another company in town called Jellyvision that does something really similar. So, you know, kind of interesting to see these two Chicago-based kind of competitors.
Duke it out.
but, you know, HealthJoy, they, you know, operate in a B2B manner. So they're selling their software to HR departments, to employers. And when it trickles down to their employees, this helps them manage claims, their deductibles, health savings accounts, those kind of things that can get really complicated when you're just looking at it on a computer.
So the Chicago startup, the company is named HealthJoy. They're going to be hiring 200 people. It sounds like it's going to be people all over the spectrum, right?
That's right. So it'll be tech roles, development roles, as well as sales, and then some of those other operations roles as well.
Okay, so two companies for you to check out if you're looking for movement in your career, Vouch, and also HealthJoy. Hey guys, thanks so much for being in studio. Jim Dahlke, senior editor at Chicago Inno, and Catherine Davis, who's associate editor at Chicago Inno. And the website?
ChicagoInno.com, and there you can sign up for The Beat, our daily email newsletter.
G here with a Wintrust Business Lunch. Here for you now is Elise Glink. She's a real estate and personal finance expert. Her website is thinkglink.com. Hi, Elise.
Hey, G.
So, Elise, I saw an article that says that 1 in 5 Americans say they have more credit card debt than they do in emergency savings.
This is such a scary number for me because the amount of credit card debt that we have as Americans right now has really far surpassed the last high that we had, which was before the Great Recession. I mean, we are flirting with crazy levels of credit card debt right now and other kinds of debt as well. And we're starting to see auto loans be affected, people just sort of turning in their cars without paying the rest of the loans. Bad behavior that really is indicative of people struggling.
What do you think of personal loans? There seems to be a lot of growth in these personal loans to consolidate credit card debt. And you think it's a good idea to do that?
Well, so it's interesting. You know, let's go back and we'll have like a brief history of how we get paid, right? So 150, 200 years ago, everything was done on paper. People were, you know, had big spreadsheets and bookkeepers, and it was a real pain in the neck to get enough cash, right? This is the pre-credit and debit card age, pre-digital everything. So people actually had to go to the bank and get enough cash to pay people. people, and then that turned into paying people with checks, and then that turned into electronic payments and pay on demand. And like 30 years ago, we were, and 20 years ago, we were still, even in the city of Chicago, struggling to get people paid digitally, as everybody still wanted checks and they had to go take their checks on Friday to get them cashed. So here we are today, where people are still getting paid in some cases monthly. Can you imagine getting paid once a month?
I cannot. I would have to really up my game on my budgeting skills.
Maybe not such a bad side effect, but and then most people get paid twice a month.
That's true.
And now we're seeing people getting paid weekly.
That's true. A friend of mine at a large corporation is now getting paid weekly.
And I think the reason for this is we're seeing more requests for faster cash. So the fintech world has really blossomed in this area, because what people were doing when they got paid monthly or twice a month, they were going to payday lenders, which we all know to be like insanely expensive.
High interest rates,
really high interest rates. And so people would go there to get their cash and be able to make their bill pays, and then they'd have to pay that back and more. And then that could be a virtuous circle to, you know, not some more good. So what ended up happening is these fintechs came into play, and they have started giving you faster access to your wages, either with short-term loans that get paid back through your salary, or they work with your payroll provider, and you can literally get work in the morning, get paid in the afternoon. Now, it's not free. It's just a little less expensive than going with a payday lender, which, you know, for some people is like trading one drug for another, but you're seeing this as something that's being built in. And I think this weekly payment thing is part of that. It's how do we keep people from doing either of those things while we're just going to give them paid every week?
It's going to be interesting to see in the long run how that affects savings.
Right. And we just had a few weeks ago, America Saves Week. And there's such a huge focus now. This idea, thanks to the Wall Street Journal for calling it out, something I've been working on for a while, but the financial unwellness of Americans has really started to permeate. And I think in this election year, we're hearing more and more about financial unwellness and how people aren't saving and they don't have anything in the bank. And even people with six-figure incomes are struggling. And, you know, all of that has to be dealt with. And these fintechs, financial technology companies are trying to find ways to insert themselves in that process and make a fortune out of it.
Because through all of this incredible new technology, they can approve you for loans instantly.
They can. And, you know, I'm thinking of some of the partners that we have at Best Money Moves, you know, really great companies that are doing this, where you can get anywhere from, say, $1,500 to $35,000. And it's interesting because they're approving you not by using credit scores necessarily.
Really?
They're using alternative data. So if you've worked at your company, with one of the companies I'm thinking about, if you've worked at the company for 6 months, you could have a lower credit score, or they don't even look at your credit score, and they'll approve you for one of these loans based on what your salary is and your length of tenure.
So if you are drowning in credit card debt, should you consolidate through one of these personal loans?
Well, the first thing I would do is see if you're eligible to consolidate to a 0% card. We're starting to see those again, by the way, because there's such a proliferation of cards out there. And, you know, card companies have to compete with each other. And so if you can consolidate your debt to a 0% card and then start throwing cash at it, no, that's the number one option. Your last option, in my mind, is taking a loan from your 401k, which sadly, more and more Americans are using their 401ks like checkbooks. Very scary. Again, behavior we last saw before the Great Recession.
Oh, wow. So that is scary. Foreboding, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that percentage is going up in terms of taking loans from your 401k?
It is. I talked to one very large company a couple of weeks ago, and they said that the percentage of loans being drawn against a 401k was up over 50% year over year. So there, and wherever I go, I always ask the HR professionals, what are you seeing? And that is what they're seeing. And that's why, you know, this next idea that you take a loan that's secured by your employment at the company, you know, the interest rate tends to be a lot lower than a credit card. So that's good. And you pay it back over time through your company. The problem is if you leave your job. And if you leave your job, you're going to go all of that pretty darn quick, just like you would with a loan from a 401k.
What are some of the repercussions of taking a loan out on your 401k?
So you're just, you know, just think about what's happened in the stock market over the last 3 or 4 years, right? Or even 10 years. So if you leave money in and every single month you just add to it, right? With your paycheck and a little bit goes in, a little bit goes in. You ride up the market. It's called dollar cost averaging. So you buy every single week or every single month, you're buying into your 401k. And so if the market goes up, the amount you put in is earning even more. When you borrow against that, you're taking cash right out. And so if you take out $1,000, that $1,000 is missing the ride. And you do have to pay it back with a very modicum amount of interest, let's say 7%. But if the market's gone up 10 or 15% in that time,
you miss out on that.
You blew it.
Oh, wow. Okay, great advice. And this all goes along with your Credit 101 series on your website, thinklink.com.
Yes, it does. So we're doing this Credit 101 education series sponsored by Equifax. And you can see the whole series on thinklink.com. And it's really important to understand how credit plays into all of this, right? Because the better, the higher your credit score, the lower cost it's going to be for those credit cards, the more zero down offers you're going to get, or 0% offers for financing, the super low car loan you're going to have access to, and the best rates and terms on your mortgage. So you got to do what you can to keep your credit score high so that it pays dividends all the way around.
Always great information. Thanks so much to Elise Glink. A lot more coming up on WGN Radio. Hope you're having a great Monday. G here with the Wintrust Business Lunch. And in the studio now is WGN Radio's very own Amy Guth. And this is the time when we talk about trending business topics. Hi, Amy.
It's so cold in here. Holy moly. Hi. I'm just over here freezing.
I may not have turned the heat on. I totally forgot about it because the sun's out.
Because the sun's out. Yesterday was so beautiful. Honest mistake.
I really wanted to ask Orion if the lamb that was named Peanut was smaller than the other lambs. That was such a cool story about the quintuplets.
It's adorable. Anytime we can work lambs into the news, it's good.
Okay, so I want to get started. Of course, everyone's talking about coronavirus. And if you listened to John Williams' show earlier today, you heard him say, be reasonable. Media is hyping this up and
I mean, we are media too.
Let's
keep it in perspective.
It's always
concerning when you say the media because there's
no one of us. Sorry. Yes.
No, nobody's sorry.
But you also have said make sure that you're checking reputable sites for information.
Absolutely. That's so very, very important. The World Health Organization puts out daily updates. The CDC puts out updates. But the Surgeon General over the weekend posted to Twitter, this is U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams, of course. He said, please stop buying masks. Please, please, please. Here's why. If we are suddenly going to need a whole lot of masks, the first people that are going to need them are healthcare providers. And so instead he's saying, you know, use common sense. Get a flu shot so that there are fewer flu cases so that so resources to treat the flu can then be diverted to, if needed, to treat coronavirus patients. Wash your hands, sneeze into your elbow, wipe surfaces frequently, even though I get made fun of so hard every time I do that. Around here, I'm always like cleaning keyboards and people make fun of me so much. But we share a lot of workspaces here. It matters. It's not calling anyone germy. It's just like transmission happens.
I believe Anna Devlantis is going to be talking about this in her show too. Right, Jasmine? You're going to have a germ expert that's going to be testing how dirty and germy a lot of the equipment around here is.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to have to stay tuned for that. Okay, so the reason why I mentioned that, masks aren't the only thing everybody wants. People are flocking to Costco over coronavirus fears, and I'm sure the same thing is happening at Sam's Club. But, of course, you can buy things in bulk, and analysts are expecting a sales boost and also that Costco shares are going to rise. So there's been lines outside of Costco stores across the country. All over the weekend, this has been reported, and folks are in line to buy water and trail mix and paper towels and other essentials in bulk. Of course, hand sanitizer. I heard you had a difficult time finding hand sanitizer this weekend.
I always carry it with me, and I just happened to have it on my list this weekend and just wasn't even thinking about it. Walked into Walgreens or CVS or wherever I was. And I was like, wow, what's this empty shelf? Oh, it's where the hand sanitizer. No big deal. I'll get it when I go to Jewel. Sold out at Jewel. Sold out at Aldi. It was totally gone.
So Costco shares, if you want a little, we're up more than 6%. This morning. So there you go. It's everyone trying to stock up. And there is a list of things that you should buy to stock up on in case the coronavirus outbreak does, reach some sort of pandemic proportion.
I mean, and look, like you, like it's general preparedness. Although CDC has had it, but a lot of the government sites have said for years, you know, it makes sense to always have some provisions in your house. You never know, like for bad weather, especially if you're in a floodplain or something like that, you need to kind of shelter in place, something like that. Totally reasonable thing to do. But indeed, you know, there's reports from around the world of changes people have made to their daily routines. And some of those have included having to stay indoors for extended periods of time. So I think a lot of people are thinking of that.
Main thing, like you said, wash your hands a lot and stop touching your face. So,
and please scrub under your nails. Yes. Please.
This is why you need a nail brush.
You need a nail brush. I have witnessed
an old art form of washing your hands that I think needs to come back.
I know. And I appreciate that we're having so many conversations about cleaning our hands right now. We shouldn't have to have any kind of large epidemic in order to start having that conversation. But I'm glad we're having it because, you know, cleanliness.
So what else do you have coming up?
Well, so it is March, and so therefore it is Women's History Month. And so here's some numbers for you. Looking at, so WalletHub took a look at 50 states and Washington, D.C., excuse me, and looked at some key metrics for women. And kind of, so I took a look, how does Illinois rate in all of that? Well, we're kind of in the middle in many things. We are 32nd. So not so good for median earnings for female workers. And that is adjusted for cost of living by area. We are 28th for employment rate for women, 23rd for share of women in poverty. We're 16th for share of women owned businesses.
So that's great.
Looking up a little bit. We're 9th for quality of women's hospitals, but we're 25th for women's preventative health care.
Ooh, and that's very important, of course. We need to get screened.
Yeah, there's all those things.
Yes.
So there's that. We're 28th for high school graduation rate for women. We are 20th for women who are uninsured. It's kind of in the middle there.
I'm going to really look at this as half glass full. So it could be worse, but we can also do better.
Again, 50 states and District of Columbia. So on the scale of 1 to 51, we're kind of in the middle. We're happily mediocre. How about that? No, we're a little bit above average on some of those topics. Share of women who voted in the 2016 presidential election, we're 23rd. And, you know, so some of those were all right. We're 21st for women's life expectancy at birth.
Oh, okay. I'm sure that's tied in with preventative care, too.
Well, I was going to say, I'm sure some dots to connect there.
Amy.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any conspiracy theorist friends?
Friends or relatives?
Okay, both. Friends and relatives. Okay, so I have friends that have told me before, gee, I have an Apple phone, and right before the new iPhones are released, my iPhone gets a lot slower.
Gee, I might be that conspiracy theorist, because I have joked about that for years as being a thing.
Well, Apple has agreed to pay up to $500 million to settle litigation, accusing it of quietly slowing down older iPhones as it launched new models to induce owners to buy replacement phones or batteries. So now, of course, this is a preliminary proposed class action settlement. It was disclosed on Friday night. It still requires approval by a judge in San Jose, California. But basically, it's going to result in maybe Apple paying consumers $25 per iPhone, which could be adjusted up or down, depending on how many iPhones are eligible. But the minimum total payout for all of this is $310 million. Of course, Apple is saying they've not done anything wrong. They're just settling this nationwide case because they want to avoid the burdens of litigation. So, but
which is a thing people do. I mean, I would like to submit into evidence my numerous tweets on that topic. So perhaps I'm eligible for that. I doubt it very much.
But I felt, though, that Apple agreeing to do this kind of justifies a lot of people's beliefs that their iPhones were getting slower.
I don't know.
When the new ones were released.
It's totally fair to say, you know what, this will be costly and long litigation. Mm-hmm. I don't want to mess with it. Let's just settle and be done. That's fair and not necessarily admitting guilt.
Okay, I think we have time for one more, Amy.
Let's see. How about this one? So a magazine called Site Selection, which tracks hundreds of business expansions and relocations and all of that stuff, has named Chicago's metro area the nationwide leader in economic investment. How about that?
That is great.
I mean, put that against the data we were just saying for women. it's a little different, but generally speaking, for businesses, it's a great place. They're looking at, you know, corporate development. You know, I think one of those, one of the factors there is Uber putting in the, you know, putting in Uber Freight and saying this is going to contribute to about 2,000 new jobs in the area. And we're looking at a lot of, you know, we talk to this every single day. We're looking at companies that are maybe putting a footprint here that have a big presence in the Bay Area, but they want to have some stronghold here, kind of in the center of the United States, here in Chicago. They want to take advantage of the tech talent pool, things like that. So we're doing all right there.
How are you going to be celebrating Women's Month all month?
I celebrate that all year long.
Okay, as you should.
How are you going to be celebrating that?
I'm going to figure out some methods. I think we're going to book a lot of women on the show this month, Jasmine. What do you think?
You could highlight a lot of female entrepreneurs that are doing a lot of cool stuff. That'd be fun.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Well, thank you to WGN Radio's Amy Guth, one of our favorite women in studio.
Thank you.
The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Gee, have you thought about doing a deep cleaning of your home or office lately? We're going to have an expert tell you what products work and which ones don't, and how to make your place survive the black light challenge. After 1 o'clock with me, Anna DeVlantis, on WGN.
WGN!
See the classic film Casablanca with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra performing the score live March 13th and 15th at Symphony Center. Film critic Roger Ebert once observed, this timeless story of a man torn between love and virtue is probably on more lists of the greatest films of all time than any other single title.
Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
Performing the classic As Time Goes By, along with Max Steiner's evocative score, the CSO brings this enchanting masterpiece to life.
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
Casablanca in concert, March 13th and 15th at Symphony Center. For tickets, visit cso.org.
Just because your home was built in the 60s doesn't mean your fireplace should look like it. Call the remodeling pros at Lindeman Chimney. Get started on a fireplace makeover. Beautiful homes deserve a beautiful fireplace. Schedule at cleanfireplace.com. Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace, safe and sound since 1969.
This is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. Listen this Saturday at 10 a.m. following House Smarts with Lou Manfredini. This weekend's expert hosts are Realtor Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity, Mr. Floor Igor Marak, Real Estate Tax Appeal Attorney Stephen A. Leahy, Credit Enhancement Expert Gary Novell, and MegaPros Joe of MegaPros Home Improvement. Visit WGNDavid.com for all the show's experts' contact information and to download podcasts or previous shows. Home Sweet Home Chicago, Saturdays at 10 a.m. following House Smarts with Lou Manfredini.
Assisted living is expensive. So when you place a loved one in an assisted living facility, you expect the very best in professional care. If you notice your loved one is suffering from a fracture, head trauma, or even an unexplained injury, these are signs of neglect and the fault of the assisted living facility, and you deserve compensation. Call 888-MALMON-LAW for a free consultation. Malman Law, you'll want our experience on your side. You'll want your lawyers to be this good.
G here on the Wintrust Business Lunch, which is now wrapping up. Really appreciate you listening today. And in studio right now is Anna DeVlantis. Anna, I am hearing that you are going to have an expose on how germy our studio is.
You know, it's funny because we're all thinking about this just because it's in the news so much. And it is flu season anyway. It's good stuff to think about, keeping surfaces clean, keeping our environments clean. And in the other room, I don't know if you can see him through the glass there where our producer Jasmine is sitting. That's Rich Krakowski. I got a guy. He's a deep cleaning guy, and he can tell you about where the germiest places are in your house and your office, and then also talk about what a deep clean really is, because now you're hearing Illinois health officials say, hey, probably a good idea if you're operate a school or if you have a public building kind of thing to get your cleaning staff to do beyond just your normal cleaning, do a deep clean. What is a deep clean? He's going to talk about that with us. I don't think I've ever done a deep clean.
Two areas of concern that I believe right now in the studio, he's eyeing me through the glass, is the keyboard and then this windscreen.
Okay, that's
this windscreen, this little spongy thing that we all spit into as we...
That doesn't seem quite hygienic, does it? No, I agree. I'm going to have him get the black light and shine it on there and see what he finds, because he says it's not always where you think where the germiest places are in your home and office. And you know, he's going to make some suggestions, talk about what products work.
Love it. All that coming up on the Anna DeVlanta Show. But next is going to be Steve Bertrand with your news.
Serving the great Midwest from Chicago, this is WGN at AM 720 on your radio and on